This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Guys, I'm ashamed of myself.
You should be. See you later.
Didn't wear sun cream yesterday. When are we going to feckin' learn?
Emma.
I know.
When are we going to learn? I know.
Sorry.
We're in a sun cream show.
There's got to be other people like me in Dublin who go, the Irish sun won't burn you. And fuck, am I paying the price of that today?
That's like my dad. He always has his bald head out in that
honestly,
sun.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say bald.
Like, so did I. I was like, jeez.
Look, he lives alone, so that's true, maybe. I don't know. But, or because he's a taxi driver, he'd have one arm out
the window.
And one ball out.
So at home, he's bald. That's so handy that your dad's a taxi driver, by the way. Do you ever like call him on a night out? Is he Dublin based?
I used to always, like, I don't actually go out that much anymore, but just because I'm a home bird now and I'm retired from nightlife. But when I used
you
to
wear
be out,
your hat.
Well, you know, or I'd be like, I'm going home at 10 p.m. so like, yeah, I just get the bus. But like when I used to be out every weekend, he'd always collect me, but there'd always be like randomers in the back of the car as well, and we'd all just have the crack, and he'd always let me stop at Abracababra in Donnybrook, and because we'd be driving out to Shankill, and he'd just make me put loads of newspaper under the garlic cheese chips, but I'd be allowed to eat them, and that was just like the Saturday routine, and just
that's
these
so
heads
cute.
In the back. Yeah, it was always good crack.
Well, my dad was a guard, so I used to get dropped home with the squad.
Yeah, exactly. And you're allowed to piss in his hat if you need somewhere to piss.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Oh, hello. Another glorious morning.
Oh, thank God.
Good morning.
What's the crack? Dave, it seems they've hired a brazen one.
Brazen?
It's the only word for it. Absolute nutter.
What is brazen?
Brazen behaviour out of Fiona Frawley this morning.
What does brazen mean?
Bowels.
No, I am bells.
What did you do?
Bowels. I'm crazy. Overly brave.
But I am
free. We bring you onto this show and you decide to be, what is it, brazen?
Brazen.
Guys, I kicked the back of Ian Dempsey's chair.
No. We've worked here for what? It'll be 3 years in September we're doing this show. And I would say I have ventured to the realms
of down there.
Of the third floor.
Ooh.
Probably twice ever, and once was for this show. Okay, we recorded it.
Yeah, once was for a dare.
It was a scary dare, because essentially we're here in Marconi House in the middle of Dublin City Centre, and down on the bottom floor of this building underneath us is a radio station called News Talk.
Dun, 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 dun.
And down there they all wear suits and talk about the news.
Yeah, I went down there once in a tracksuit and they kind of looked at me like, I've never seen a tracksuit before.
This is where Pat Kenny and all hangs out, Ciara Kelly and all. And we're up here doing our thing on the third floor, minding our own business. And I venture down there, as I said, twice. And both times were quite scary. She's in the door a second and I go, what? She takes a step to go downstairs. I said, where are you off to? Do you know what's down there? Be careful.
It's like the dungeon.
And she goes, I'm just going to make a coffee. The one upstairs is broken. Brazen.
Well, brazen.
So, Cole from 98FM showed it to me last week. He was like, do you know there's better coffee downstairs?
And it's better
coffee. I was like, downstairs? And he was like, come on, because he's worked everywhere in this building.
He knows everyone.
He was like, everyone else is scared of it, but I'll show you.
You rolled up his sleeve.
Honestly, it was better than your tour, Dave, because I got something I could actually use.
I gave Fiona a tour, and I went down to the third floor on like her first day, and I was just like, here's fourth floor, here's fifth floor, here's third floor, let's go back.
Dave was bringing me around being like, here's the back stairs, you won't ever use this, here's another stairs, here's some more stairs. It was very thorough, but just not,
I went through everything
great.
But really, really quickly went through the third floor.
Totally
terrifying.
But anyway, I went down and got the goods, because there was another man in our canteen.
Coffee area.
Yes, yep. And he saw the machine was broken, and then I was like, I know what I'm gonna do, and then I went downstairs and then he was there as well, so it wasn't just me and this other guy.
He's
feeling
probably
brave.
Worked here for 10 years, Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
It's David Guetta, Sia and beautiful people on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Oh.
Ah.
Off to a spa.
That's, I'm in heaven.
Literally.
Literally in heaven.
Ah, we, myself and Fiona have that effect.
Because the conclave is currently on.
Oh,
I love when everyone in the world is just stuck to Sky News and we all just watch that nonstop.
This morning when I came into work, people were saying, I watched the Conclave last night and I actually thought it was some kind of a Netflix show I wasn't aware of yet.
What? Oh my God. Okay.
Isn't that bad?
Let me explain. I watched so much Conclave yesterday, right? I'm mad into it. I know everything, right? If you've been living under a rock, the Conclave is where they elect a new pope. If you've been living under a massive rock, the last pope's dead.
What a way to find out.
So there's 133...
R.I.P. and all.
There's 133 cardinals. They're all locked away in the Sistine Chapel. They have to decide with a two-thirds majority who is going to be the next pope. It will most likely be one of the cardinals. They can vote for someone else. They can, but the likelihood of that is very, 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 very low. Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole thing is that the Conclave. Now, it is also a movie, a really recent movie.
Okay.
And apparently, cardinals have been watching the movie Conclave, which only came out a couple of weeks ago. And it's basically their way of getting guidance on how to actually do the real Conclave.
Okay.
Because many cardinals were appointed by Pope Francis. And so they haven't been around long enough to know what a conclave is and what they do. So they've been watching the movie to see how the process works.
Did they wait to bring the movie out till they knew the Pope was going to pass away?
I don't think so.
The timing is wild.
The timing is crazy.
It's very foreshadowing.
It's a huge PR thing for the movie.
It's us. You know, I always imagine it like, you know, the local elections.
Yeah.
The person who gets elected gets up on people's shoulders. Hey!
Yeah.
Or drives in the open top car through the town. Well, famously not the Pope Mobile. Different vibe. Sorry.
I really find it interesting, though, the cardinals are watching the movie Conclave to figure out how to do Conclave. It's like watching The Exorcism to find out how to do an exorcism. Or like, do you know what I mean? Or like Herbie Fully Loaded to watch how to drive a car or something. I don't know, a bit weird. But anyway, right, the whole thing about this is they can't communicate with the outside world. The only way they can communicate is through a chimney, which I know sounds bizarre, but basically they burn the ballot papers after each vote with a special candle with the leader. It'll either blow black smoke, which symbolises no pope, or white smoke symbolising, hey, we have a new pope. Before the mass, before like they choose the pope, they sweep the whole Sistine Chapel for bugs, for cameras, for mics. They border off all the windows in case of drones coming in and things like that, or people peeping in. They obviously, cardinals aren't allowed to bring any phones in. They all swear in, basically saying what goes on in there is a secret, and you know, they swear that they're not going to communicate that what goes on in there to anyone else.
Sounds like a massive party.
It was crazy.
A sesh.
I watched them kick everyone out who didn't need to be there, so all the camera crews and all the priests and all, you know what I mean, they all had to leave, and then they closed the doors to the Sistine Chapel. It was crazy. While this was all going on, CBS obviously is a massive news
organization
in the US, and they were commentating on Conclave and what was going on, and they were talking about what was about to happen when the cardinals were locked into the Sistine Chapel to vote.
While that's going on, they're sitting reading their breviary, that's a book of prayers that clergy have, or praying a rosary, or doing, the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going through a long period of time with no electronic device. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh mother of God.
Is that what you believe?
Yeah.
Is that what you believe someone's the kids
like,
call?
Someone's like, I'm texting my very religious mother to tell her that CBS just said that the cardinals are raw dogging.
No. And that's why they lock the doors.
Yeah, so there you go. That's all of the conclave stuff. Now, I want to talk to you about the people who are most likely to be Pope, right? It's Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin. He is leading at 32% as most likely to succeed Pope Francis, according to the prediction market. He's kind of moderately liberal and conservative as well, so... He's on the fence, obviously. Mm. But he was
got
Pope.
A pain in his arse from sitting on that fence.
He was Pope Francis's Secretary of State, which basically means he was like the Deputy Pope.
Yeah. Okay.
So he kind of knows everything that
he's
goes on.
He's the Vice President.
He's the
assistant
Vice President
to the Pope.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah, assistant to the Regional Pope. And then behind him in second place, most likely, is Filipino Cardinale Tagle. This man would be the first Asian priest, which is interesting because the Roman Catholic Church is really starting to grow in the likes of Asia, so he could be in with a chance. He was Francis's choice which is interesting. But
surely that's it then.
That's lovely.
He said it then. Come on in, Pat.
Yeah, it should be like that, but no, it isn't. Francis was just like, oh, I think he'd be really, really good for it. But a lot of cardinals obviously want an Italian because they're all Italian. Most of them are Italian.
Google Translate, lads.
So it will most likely be Cardinale Pietro Parolin.
The reason literally from the film.
And it's crazy.
They really are taking inspo from it.
The thing, there was a little bit of controversy because there was a video of your man Cardinale Tagle singing Imagine by John Lennon, which goes kind of against the Catholic beliefs, and he was singing it on the stage and people were like, this man should not be Pope.
It goes against the singing itself or the message?
I think the message.
Imagine this.
Well, it is easy if you try.
Yeah. some interesting stuff I learned yesterday. If there's still no result after 7 rounds of voting, they take a break and they take a day to just kind of pray and stuff like that. Same thing after another 7 votes. And then if there's another 7 votes, which would equal 21 votes, without a result, they'll pick the top 2 candidates and they'll basically vote for them. And it'll be like a majority and stuff like that. Also, there's a new Twitter page called Pope Crave, which is a play on Pop Crave,
the
famous pop culture, you know, Twitter account, and it's giving us all of the
all of the goss.
It's giving us life, bestie.
I was in a hospital for a kidney infection years ago, and the excitement when the white smoke went up this one time, because that's all we did, was watch it for days and days and days. I need to get on the buzz. I haven't really been that involved.
It's like the Queen's queue, Emma. You'd love it.
I loved the queue for the Queen's funeral. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Guys, big news. Would you? You probably wouldn't have headed out on day trips to Bray as children.
Would I
would have. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, it was far-reaching. It was a big destination. My dad used to say he went on his holidays to Bray. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know when if you got to go on like a trip to the sun when you were younger, and he'd be like, "You're lucky. I used to go to Bray for me holidays with me jam sandwiches packed." I mean, yeah, and I'm sure he had to like walk in his bare feet to get there. Yeah.
What's your dad's first name?
Uphill.
Jed.
Go on, Jed. Oh,
go on,
great
Jed.
Name.
Yeah. Jared, if you're nasty.
If you're familiar.
But big news. Did you ever head to Sea Life, the aquarium?
Yes.
That was the place to go.
I have this like weird memory of just like seeing a stingray in there.
Oh, you would have.
Yeah.
Eddie was his name. No, I think they did all have names. Very local. It was actually a genius attraction for Bray, because on a sunny day, like if a family decided, right, let's head out to Bray, and you're stuck in that Bray traffic for 2 hours when everyone in Ireland has the idea to go to Bray, and then it inevitably starts raining, and at least then you can do an activity that's still seaside adjacent.
Yes.
You're still seeing sea life, but you know, you're not
getting
pissed
off. With the roof over your
head. Yeah. So it was good. But anyway, it closed in 2023. Very sad.
Was it 2023? I thought it was ages ago.
I remember we did a death notice for it on the show.
Did we?
Very sad.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was a real end of an era thing, because it was just quintessentially Bray in the sense that it's just quite a random attraction.
Yeah.
But like, it just Bray, it has a weird identity. Other honourable mentions of Bray, and I will get to the story now in a minute, but I just want to really paint a picture of Bray and do it proud as someone who lived so close yet so far in Shankill, just across the border. Other Bray highlights: a swan sanctuary where the swans will physically fight you. Like you would not want to cross them. A shrine to popes gone by and other religious iconography for no apparent reason upstairs in the Harbour Bar. There's just this random wall of religious
imagery. I love the Harbour Bar.
I love the Harbour Bar.
I've gone up there. I've never seen the Pope thing.
Have you not? No, it's down the end.
Lovely upstairs area.
Open fireplaces.
Upstairs, downstairs, all around. It's a great pub. Finally, the sadly now closed Chinese takeaway called Soon Fat.
Okay.
You'd hit that when you first arrived in Bray and you think, I'm home. Soon Fat. couldn't be better named. But anyway, so the aquarium closed in 2023, but huge news for the people of Bray and beyond, it's opening again.
Stop. Oh my God.
And all is right with the world.
All is right with the world. So it's been taken over by someone new.
I don't understand when this happens, because it's like, it clearly didn't work, mate. Like, what? Have you got new fishes? Deadly. It'll be amazing for a week.
That's my main question. Where have the fish? Have the fish just been in Bray Harbour and it's like, all right, come back, lads. We're open again. But it is. Okay, so it's local businessman Shane O'Farrell who has joined forces with Doctor, if you don't
can
mind.
Can I ask, please. Is it Shane O'Farrell or is it Shane O'Farrell?
Shane O'Farrell.
Shane.
Thank you.
I don't trust him.
And he's joined forces with Dr. Kevin Flannery, or Dr. Kevin Flano, who has over 30 years experience running various aquariums in Ireland, which I think is such a niche
there's more
where else is there? Probably Dingle or something, maybe.
Who knows? I mean, I must ask Kevin, but like, I mean, some people do a trade, some people review spice bags. Kevin is honed in on the aquariums, so it's going to be great. Apparently it's going to create a load of jobs.
Something tells me he's not too busy. He has the time.
But it's going to have like a bit of a educational edge. It's meant to open this summer, promises cutting edge exhibits and a strong focus on marine conservation and education.
Lovely.
What I really hope they bring back, I don't know if you guys remember this. So back when Sea Life was open, Sea Life was downstairs on the ground floor. Upstairs, no word of a lie, seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
Barracuda.
No.
There was.
I
swear to God.
Who was performing today? Did you not come up and say hello to those kids? Up here you get now. Yeah.
This just had like little pipes. Right up to the kitchen.
That stingray you loved so much, Dave. Yeah. I had him. It's like, do you know in Phibsborough there's that gym and up downstairs from it is the Eddie Rockets and across the road is the McDonald's. Like, you're cornered from all angles. It's just perfect. Oh, so yeah,
bring it on, baby.
Love it. Hope they open the seafood restaurant again. Exciting news. Thank you, Bray. We
bring
love
it
you.
On, baby. Need to go out for a trip and relive what yes. the early noughties.
Please.
Alex Warren now and Ordinary. You're listening to Spin. They say the horror. The panic yesterday. So I told you on yesterday's show that I'm without a Hoover at the moment. Yes. Not ideal because I have a dog who's leaving hair around, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, well, until I'm waiting for the Hoover to be fixed.
We used to be such a cool breakfast.
I know, but listen, hear me out for a sec.
I'm living for this. This is everything.
I used to ask my neighbours who I get on with really well, is there any chance I could borrow your Hoover for an hour?
Yeah.
Of course. They dropped it over the back wall. Lovely. I got stuck in, got the whole downstairs done. And as I was kind of, there was kind of flowers that were ready for the bin and there was petals all over one of the shelves and I just kind of went around with the Hoover picking them up. But I accidentally hoovered up one of Seamus's empty poo bags. Oh. And immediately the Hoover stopped working.
Oh no.
And I was going, oh dear God, no, I don't need this right now. I actually got a bit upset because, you know, when you're like, why is this Hoover job going to take up my whole day and stress me out now? So I dismantled the Hoover. It's one of those ones that it looks like a Dyson, isn't? It's not handheld, but I mean, you can see the dust and the stuff whirling around.
Oh, you empty the dust
exactly
thing, it doesn't have a bag.
Yeah, exactly that, right. Yeah. So I went through that and I dismantled everything. And I mean, you know the way there's the hard pipe?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only way I can describe
it. Of course.
The top of a brush through that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
No sign of the bag.
Oh, God.
I emptied out the whole worry bit. No sign of the bag. So the only place this thing could be is in the floppy tube.
The head. Not the floppy tube.
Now, I know that this sounds so bad, but the floppy tube has the hard end. That's kind of curved.
Famously. Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to get in there, mm-hmm. right? So I was shoving up the brush, and then when it got to the hard bit, sure, no joy, I said, right, there's one particular area where this bag could be. Now, I was sweating. This is not my Hoover. The only man that I know who can fix everything is Jack's dad, because he used to work for the RAF fixing everything.
Oh my God.
And I actually, I know. But I said, Graham, I'm sorry, I've tried everything. He said, get out the back, get the hose, and hose water through it.
Can you do that with a Hoover?
That's what
imagine
I
your neighbour saw you putting water into their Hoover.
I said, I need to be really careful because they're out the back. And he was like, just do it, it'll be fine. And out popped the bag.
Oh, very good.
If you're ever in trouble,
call Graham.
a bit of a splash of water down through, a job done.
Can I have his WhatsApp?
He's class, you're on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Guys, exciting news. Spin is going to be live from Wellfest on May 10th and 11th. That's this weekend with Flyfit. I will say that right eventually, and thank you so much for your patience. Wellfest is Europe's largest outdoor health, fitness and wellness festival, and we want to send you there.
Yeah, we do. Providing the tunes is Marty Guilfoyle and Jamie Maguire. They're Spin's DJs. Spinnies are also going to be there. Tons of giveaway. As we said, Wellfest tickets and roaming FlyFit membership. All to go. Who's on to play?
It's Sarah and Chelsea. Sarah's on line one. What are you at this morning, Sarah?
I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do, Sarah?
I work in festivals and concerts, so this is right up my street.
Oh.
Interesting. Oh, okay, Sarah.
I work for MCD.
Sarah, do you work for Wellfest?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. It seems like
times are tight in Belfast. No freebies.
It seems like something you could very easily get tickets to.
Do you work for Aiken Promotions?
No, I don't have any pull there, unfortunately. Right, that's why I'm here.
Very good, Sarah. Understandable.
Sarah, you have a busy summer lined up, no doubt, looking after all these massive things that are happening everywhere.
I do, but I absolutely love it, so it's all good.
That's good. I like it. All right, Sarah, stay there. We also got a chat to Chelsea. Chelsea, what are you after today?
I'm actually on my way to work.
And what do you do?
I'm a social care worker.
Very good. And do you have a busy day ahead?
I do, yeah.
Would you be going to Belfast if you don't win?
If I don't win, I probably still will go, yeah.
Okay, very
She's
good.
She's dedicated.
That's a good answer.
Loves her fitness.
All right, let's see if we can get you there.
Okay, so really, really easy game, guys. Basically, picking a number between 1 and 10. We have 10 gym doors in front of us. Basically, behind 9 of them is nothing. The gym is closed. But behind one of the doors is a very busy gym. You'll take turns to open a door. The person who finds the open gym wins those Belfast tickets and FlyFit membership. So, Sarah, would you like to pick a number between 1 and 10 first?
4, please.
4.
No, not there.
Chelsea, what are you saying?
6, please.
Oh, not there. Chelsea, or Sarah, back to you.
3.
Chelsea, do you want to give it a go?
1.
Oh, would you look at that? There it is.
Well, but first, we do have to say, Sarah, we're so sorry that you don't have a song and you also don't have Belfast tickets. But I hope you have a wonderful day.
And good luck at all the festivals this summer.
See you around somewhere, Sarah.
See you, Sarah. Good luck.
Chelsea, I believe when you dance so slowly.
How often do people sing that to you, Chelsea?
Not very often, actually.
Oh, okay, good. We're original. That's good.
Maybe we're all just sad millennials.
Yeah, she's Chelsea never heard of the song. Chelsea, congratulations. You have just won with Belfast, and we're also going to sort you out with a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, doll. Talk to you later.
Bye,
Chelsea.
Good luck.
Bye. Bye. If you would like to win with Belfast and FlyFit, your very last chance to win tomorrow morning on the show, be with us before 8.
I like the way you nearly called her girl and doll in the same thing, so you nearly called her Gaul.
Gaul.
I did nearly.
It was enjoyable.
Let's get it trending.
Oh,
I'm
a
big fan of Gaul. Here's a good
Gaul. I love you, Gauls.
Olivia Rodrigo and Good For You at Spin.
Spin's Fully Charged. Recharged.
For you, I guess you moved on really easy. Olivia Rodrigo and Good For You on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Chelsea just won with Belfast and Emma was like, see you later, Gaul. Because she tried to call her girl and doll at the same time, came out as Gaul. And for the last 2 minutes, while Olivia Rodrigo has been playing in studio, here's a little behind the scenes. We've spent it going, hello, Gordle. Hello, girls. Which is funny enough how me and Pippa answer each other's FaceTimes. As soon as we see the other's FaceTime, we answer and we go, hello, girl.
Why?
For those who don't know.
Despicable Me grew. Hello, girl.
Oh, of course.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, he kind of, you know, when he's like, this is how we steal the moon, okay? We get the rocket to the moon. I sit on the toilet. Girls.
He's such a girl dad. Yeah. A girl dad.
If Dave can do any impression as well, it's Trump and Gru.
Great ones to have in your arsenal.
I wonder what Trump would sound like if he said girl.
Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. What is the crack with you this morning?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. Fine. Oh my God, fine. I'll tell you about my running. Jeez.
Wait, Emma, bring out a plum again.
Oh my God, lads. Fine, I'll tell you about my running. Okay, so I have this theory, right? If I just continue to run 3 kilometres, then the loop that I do around my house for 3 kilometres, then I'll just get really, really good at running 3 kilometres and I'll get to a point where I'm so good I can do it again. And that'll be 6 kilometres. And I'll know the route.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm thinking that's what I do. Because I'm looking at 3 kilometres now running as if it's nothing. It's grand.
Well, that's
fine.
Cool because that was your Everest.
Yeah, it was huge. But I have done 2 5Ks.
Yeah.
But I hated them.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely hated them. They were awful.
And at what point does the hatred kick in? Is it around after 3K?
To be honest, every day I go for a run, it's kind of the same vibe. It's like, go on, I should go for a run. I feel like I could do a run today. Go on, you'll do a run, you feel good. You leave the house after you're doing your stretches, you start the whoop and you go, right, let's go, let's take off. Within, I'd say, about 45 seconds, I regret it. And I'm like, oh, this is boring.
I hate it here.
It sucks.
What do you listen to?
I tried to like completely raw dog it and just, ooh, you know, listen to the traffic.
Like the Cardinales.
Yeah, like the Cardinales, but it was a bit boring. Yeah. So I put my earphones on, but I have it at a low volume. Mm-hmm. And so I listen to the traffic and, you know,
again,
whatever.
I'm going
to
say it back when I went through that phase a few years ago, the Runkeeper app, Dave, this girl called Erin Bailey, she probably recorded this piece of audio in 2014.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling us about her.
I was obsessed with her, I still am. I probably listened to some of her sessions 10 times at this stage, so I'm like, oh, we'll do a 5k today, I'll get that version of Erin on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard the same stories over and over again. She's an absolutely magical,
this is just an AI generated coach, basically.
No,
that
she's
helped.
A real person. I found her on Instagram.
Oh, really?
I became her stalker. I found her.
But she came in at random times during Emma's run to be like, you're doing amazingly, well done. Emma loved her so much she nearly fell asleep to her.
I loved her.
Like the couch to 5k lady, when a million
like
times
that.
I've started couch to 5k and never continued, and she just chimes in and is like, great job. Nearly there.
And you're like,
amazing.
No, and then I remember sometimes she'd be like, now I'm gonna back off now so you can just focus on your endurance on your own. And you'd be like, has the app stopped? Where is she?
Yeah.
Can't I hate go on that. Without you, Erin.
But the one thing I've noticed is everyone's running. Like, it's, yeah, they're
that's
everywhere.
That's what Jack said. And when my boyfriend Jack moved to Ireland last couple of months, he's like, what is with Dublin and running? It's everywhere you look.
Yeah, we've just discovered
it. What are you running from? It's a new thing here. The running.
We weren't allowed for a long time.
Spins on. You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
That is Wiz the MC and Bees and Honey. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's such a great song. Mad respect. It's called Show Me Love on Spin.
Mad respect to you, Bees and Honey,
respect,
fam.
Respect, bruv.
Unbelievable.
Big
that track,
yourself.
Oh, it's on fire. Fire in the booth. No, I'm saying. I don't know what's happened. Sorry.
No, I felt that too.
That was really good.
I got just a burst of energy there.
Yeah. Dave got the zoomies.
Sorry, back to regular scheduled programming.
No, this is more fun. Keep it going. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're on Spin. And guys, I'm sorry to bring the mood down, but there is trouble in paradise.
Oh, no.
No. Had to happen.
And after my energy boost.
I know, I'm sorry, yeah. It's a good way to calm down the zoomies, though. Been living with my boyfriend, Jack, for, 2 months now? Early days, all the rest. And obviously, I have spent time with Jack in the morning time and stayed over in different occasions since before then. So I was aware of this thing that happens.
Before marriage.
That's
crazy.
Oh, but never this regularly. So basically, what I'm talking about is his early morning routine.
Okay.
Right. Here's where I'm at. Jack lives here, but has to travel to the UK for work some days during the week. They're random days that this happens. And when that happens, he has to get up before me. Okay. Now, I'm getting up at 5:30. He'd be getting up at 4:45.
Illegal.
Okay. Yeah, it should be illegal, to be honest.
That's awful.
Here's the thing. When Jack is not getting up for a flight and he's working from home, I would get up at 5:30 like a mouse.
Mm.
I would tiptoe out of that room, maybe stub my toe because it's so dark. I still wouldn't even wince to make a noise.
You're a martyr.
I would go out and mind my business. I'd even be as organised and considerate to leave my clothes outside the room and get changed in another room.
Wow.
As to not annoy him. I'm quite considerate in that way. Here's the thing. Jack gets up at 4:45 a.m. and he says, good morning!
No, he does not.
No.
How did you sleep? God, I was awake there around 2. Were you? Gee, I don't know what. The window was a bit. Oh, yeah, there was the window. I said, yeah, yes.
That?
The window, yeah.
Jack, how did you sleep? I'm still trying to do it.
Exactly. I'm in the middle, right? This is 45 minutes before my alarm. But then I don't know what goes on in Jack's mind, but he's very lovey in the morning, right? In the sense that as he's moseying around the house, brushing his teeth and doing what he needs to do, he likes to sing.
No.
Your boyfriend is a walking ick.
No, he's not. He's class. And I love him. He walks around saying things like, I love my girlfriend. She looks so pretty.
I need to leave the room right now.
He then goes down to the dog. He plays with the dog. Oh, good morning, Seamus. Blah, blah. He boils the kettle.
Go to work or go.
Goes for a shower. Might shave his beard with one of those electrical razor things all over the place.
Ah, for God's sake.
Comes in and says bye. Asks if I want a coffee. No, I get up to literally wash my face, brush my teeth, say hi to the dog and go. Yeah. Like, there's no messing around in my routine. I would never. I'd rather come in here smelly than have a shower and have to wake up any earlier than we have to. Mm. But the only time I get the songs seems to be at that hour of the morning, and they're so random and fun. It's gonna be a nice day.
I'm sorry, but it doesn't even sound that catchy. Where's the hook?
No, there's no hooks. He just kind of makes them up as he goes. But my point is,
and
do
you're attracted
listen?
To this man?
Oh, very.
Right.
Love him.
Interesting.
Very much.
Pippa made me breakfast and woke me up to breakfast last Saturday morning, and I was like, shut up. It's ten in the morning.
I would like to know from you, right? And again, I love it. I love it. It's so fun. But it's 4:45. Mm-mm. We have 45 minutes of sleep left. To you listening, do I continue to put up with it because I don't want to risk losing that part of it, which is a really good crack, right? An early morning banter and loveliness.
Sure.
Or B, do I tell him to stop and risk him? Oh, I think it'll kill his confidence. I don't want to do that. Do you know what I mean?
I think he'd be set for a mid-morning song. Yeah. How about when you finish work, he can send you a voice note?
No? He might not be in the mood then.
I think it just, hold you think it. He wakes up and it's just like, oh, good morning, everybody. That's like where he's most alive. Some people are morning people, some people are not morning people.
He could record it then and schedule send.
Maybe so. Literally, just get in touch and tell us, put up with it or tell him to stop. What do you think? 0877111038. Any voice notes you have?
What do you think?
But this is the thing. That's why I'm asking. I'm so conflicted. Obviously, it would be class to not be interrupted, but also
it's cute.
It's so fun.
You like it?
It's a bit of crack. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Put up with it or tell him to stop.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So I was telling you a little while ago, only living with my boyfriend Jack for a few months now, and some days he gets up earlier than me because he has to fly for work. And when that happens, he's normally up around 45 minutes before me. And just to say, when he's working from home, I'd wake up and I'd be quiet as a mouse, you know, not trying to wake him up at 5:30.
Are you very good?
But when he's up at that time, he comes alive. He sings songs, sometimes like, you know, just silly messing that does go on, you know, and I love it. It's really good crack and all. But you're like, jeez, at the same time,
it's just
I could be asleep between singing, oh, it's going to be a good day. He might be shaving his beard, chatting to the dog, putting on the hairdryer. Sometimes I'm not even sure why that's happening. Mm-mm. To be honest, maybe just to warm himself up before putting on his clothes. And I was saying, as much as I love it, it's 45 minutes where I could be asleep. Do I put up with it or do I tell him to stop? You've been weighing in on 0877111038. This is Marius.
If I would do what Jack does, my wife would divorce me 100%. She wouldn't even stand if I would open a drawer to look for her socks. When I go to work, I literally sneak out like I never was there. Aww. And she still complains that I'm noisy. Can you believe it?
I love that.
Marius,
fair play to
him. Green flag.
What a king.
He's not allowed to open a drawer.
No.
That's my kind of household.
He goes to work in his full suit. He goes barefoot. To bed in his full suit, sorry.
And he goes barefoot. Yeah, well. Yeah. This is Laura then.
No. You need to tell him to stop. 5:30 in the morning is very early to be getting up anyway. So if I was going to be woken up at 4:45, 45 minutes before I have to get up to this, no. I know it might be a little bit fun, a little bit quirky, but no.
Emma's going to bed earlier the night before because she knows she has to get woken up by Jack.
I'm like, it's the night you're flying in the morning. Okay, better get up.
Yeah, better
now,
get
then.
To bed now.
Hard to know what Laura thinks there. She's very on the fence. I wish she'd tell us more clearly.
This is B.
Don't do it. You will be so sad when it stops and you realise how nice it was and actually that it's a lot nicer to be woken up in that way rather than not getting it at all, and totally you will miss it.
Oh my God, B, I'm so sorry. Who's hurt you? That sucks. Do you know what? I don't know what it is about me, but I just, you know when people are really like overly happy and overly, I just love crushing them. Do you know what I mean? I love it. So I love when people's vibes are like up here, I love to bring them right back down.
You're a sick freak.
Yeah, so, you know.
Can we say? I've been waiting to say that for 2 weeks.
So if I had a fella who was doing that every morning or 4:45 in the morning, I would just be like, honey, shut up. Shut up immediately.
Honey, I've never loved you.
Yeah.
I love the songs. I would be a fan of making up a song. We do like that in our household. And I think especially once you have a dog, you find yourself making a lot of music.
Okay.
That early in the morning, it's a bit of a burgundy flag. But at the same time, I wouldn't want him to stop. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want him to stop either. I'm just like, can you hold this energy for 2 p.m.?
I want him to pre-record it and just play it later.
Yeah.
Is that an option?
Just send your voice now so when you wake up, you drive to work, you can listen to it.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe
that'd be
so.
Lovely.
Yeah. Jer is standing by. What would you do here, Jer? Would you tell him or would you tell him to stop or would you put up with it?
I just know that that's the end of a relationship. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to do about holding on to it. I'm not the relationship expert, I'm the relationship breakup expert.
Right.
That's a bad sign. If you're already conflicted about that, it shows that you don't like it.
So you think he's on the way out, Jer, is that it?
I hope he's not, because he sounds like a me kind of fella, a morning guy. But yeah, if you're already conflicted about it, I think in a year's time you'll be like, Jesus, why did I put up with this fella? And that's the reason you'd be fighting with him in a year's time. All the things you're saying you love now, you'd be fighting with him about in a year's time.
Whoa.
Jared gets commission off ended relationships. Yeah. You're really gunning for this to be over.
Thanks, Jared.
For nothing.
Have a good day, guys.
See you, Jared. Good luck. Bye.
Yeah, that was absolutely terrifying. I'm absolutely not going to say anything. Put up with it till the day I die.
Yeah, I don't know why Jer. I think Jer might want to swoop in there.
Jer wants in.
Yeah, but no.
You've got options, girl.
I will put up with it until the day I die. I'll have matchsticks open, keep my eyes open.
Oh, we love it.
Don't care, you're on spin. You okay?
Does it matter? It's still going to happen.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup and hands and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Thank you, Keane DeCrow. Thank you, Dave. Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together, we quiz Dave on loads of girly things. We try to teach him a thing or two. He's learned loads. There's a lot more to learn.
I've learned loads, but also forgotten loads.
Yeah, that happens.
It's funny.
It happens sometimes. The other thing to mention is in 2025, the odds so far are against him, unfortunately. Okay. 8 losses, 7 wins. Can he claw it back today? Let's see how we go. Dave has two lifelines to help him out. One is his 50-50 and one is his phone a female, who's Joanne this morning. Hello, Joanne.
Morning, Joanne.
Morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Joanne,
how are you?
Good. Tell me this. What are you very good at when it comes to girly things? What are you? Beauty? Are you health? Maybe are you, I don't know, anatomy? I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm just a girl.
You're just a girl.
You're just a girl.
Yeah, exactly. I've got all the bases covered.
You're
amazing.
A jacket of all trades.
Jackie was right there.
Jackie, damn it.
All right, Joanne, we will be right back to you, no doubt, in the next few minutes, so hang on there, okay?
Thanks, Jack.
Perfect.
What's her name?
Joanne.
I don't know why I thought her name was Joanne.
Anyway.
Good lad.
The other thing just to mention to you very quickly is if there's kids in the car, hand on the dial. The girly quiz has a tendency to go to kind of places unknown.
Yeah, and that's not
years.
My fault.
No. Still. We've given you the warning, okay? Let's crack on with question number one.
Dave.
Hello.
Question number one. If I was giving myself a French tuck, what would I be doing? A. Oh, sorry.
Once again. Now I know there's two options.
There could be seven.
Ah, oh, crap.
If you were giving yourself a French tuck, what would you be doing?
French tuck. Okay. So instantly what I think of is like a tummy tuck, which I'm pretty sure is when you like get a procedure done to make your stomach more flat. And maybe they do it in French, who knows? The other thing I'm thinking of is when, like, I'm trying to think of what you tuck.
Have you ever heard of it before, a French tuck?
No.
Not
is
familiar.
It maybe when you get a lift home from the Three Arena by a French person in on a bike.
I cannot look at
a
you.
A tuk tuk.
A French tuk tuk.
Yeah, the girls and their heels and all.
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking of could potentially be something how a shirt is kind of tucked into the pants. But I've no idea what a French tuck. Oh, it could also be a hairstyle. Could be some sort of like ponytail.
That's the beauty of the question.
It could be nails, like French tip, French tuck, very similar. It could be many things. I'm not confident on any of them.
Okay.
I think I'll call in Joanne on the first one.
Okay, Joanne, you're here and you're being called on already.
Good morning, Joanne. All right, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I'd love you if you please could tell me what a French tuck is.
I think it's where you have the shirt, like your shirt or your top tucked in to the top of your pants, but only maybe at like the front. So it's kind of like hanging loose more at the back and then it's kind of tucked in a little bit at the front, I think.
Would you be familiar with that look, Dave?
No, not really. Okay, so and I presume, Joanne, would shirts come specifically so you could French tuck them?
No, you can kind of do it with anything that's long enough to tuck in, really.
Okay. Joanne, thank you very much. I'm going to go with your answer because you sound confident. French tuck is where you tuck it in the front of the pants and leave it out in the back of the pants. Party in the front, party in the back.
It's a party all right.
It's a party all
right. What are you saying, Fiona?
Dave, with the help of Joanne, you're absolutely correct.
Yes! Come on, Joanne. Thank you so much.
Well done, Joanne.
No problem.
In and out, lovely. And listen, you've gone and done it. You've won that gorgeous Essence hamper. It's full of Essence's new spring-summer collection. And you now are in the draw. You'll be winning a pair of VIP tickets to Longitude at the end of June as well. And just so you know, it's all because you can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge. It's happening, obviously, the 5th to 6th of July. And Essence are sponsoring all that. You can get your touch-ups and dance the night away at Longitude.
Very nice.
So that's all yours, Joanne. Thanks so much.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye bye.
Bye bye. One for one.
One for one. Happy days.
Okay. Question number two on the girly quiz this week, Dave. What is one step that you would take to prepare for laser hair removal?
Laser hair removal. What are you doing?
I can't look at you because I don't want to give anything away. I feel like the day that I just sat in on the show when I was like shadowing you guys and you were answering the girly quiz, yes or no, I was like violently nodding and shaking my head. So I need to work on my poker face. So I'll hide behind this piece of paper.
Okay.
She's gone.
Here's what I think you'd probably do if you're going to get laser hair removal. I think you'd shave. That's probably going to be my final answer. What I'd imagine is you'd also maybe put some sort of moisturiser on. And you probably would... I don't know. What else would you... Maybe put on some sun cream because it's like a really high...
UV ray?
UV ray, yeah. Maybe? I don't know.
We just need one, so don't overcomplicate it for yourself.
Sorry, I'm going to shave. I'm going to go... I think I have the confidence to do this. And I think that if you were going to get laser hair removal, you would shave.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Fiona.
Dave. You're absolutely correct.
Yes, come on.
Dave.
Oh, thank God.
We could have accepted a few there. You were on loads of them. Remove all fake tan will be one.
All right.
Avoid waxing or plucking, but shave the night before, stay out of the sun, cleanse and exfoliate, and wear loose, comfortable clothing. So there you are. Nice one.
Very good.
If you'd said put sun cream on, you would have been on to something, but you would have been incorrect.
Okay.
No moisturiser, nothing like that.
No, nothing.
Yeah. Just a bald patch of body.
Okay.
In preparation.
Okay, we're right on to question three, and you still have your simplifier doing really well.
Ooh. This is fantastic. I'm feet up now, lads.
Yeah, relax. Final question today, Dave. You learned previously on the girly quiz that the coil is a type of contraception. What two materials is the coil made from?
Shut up. What? What two materials is the coil made of?
I said what I said.
I don't know what a coil looks like, but...
You did. You do, because...
Is it a spring?
The last time you figured out what letter it's shaped.
A T.
Right, so you know what it looks like.
A T. So I feel like it looks like a coil, like the long thing of the T.
That's kind of in the name, yeah. The coil looks like a coil.
What's it made from? What are people actually, you know... having in their bodies? What's the material?
I would imagine it's some sort of if it was metal, it might go set off the airport security.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it could
just be coil. Sorry about that.
But I think maybe plastic and copper. I don't know. That's very specific, isn't it? I don't think it'd be copper. Copper. You ever see like a rusty copper coin? Like they're rotten. So, and I think that would probably happen in like your body. I'm just thinking out loud here.
A rusty coil.
Yeah.
It's not what you want, girls, is it?
I'm going to have to simplify, I think, because I can't think of any actual materials. Like, it's not made of wood.
It's not Abe Lincoln's teeth.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it'd be made of, like, you know, paper mache. Like,
I can't breathe. All right, let's get into simplify mode. Entering simplify mode. You learned previously on the girly quiz that the coil is a type of contraception. What two materials is the coil made from? Is it A, copper and plastic, or is it B, rubber and stainless steel?
Rubber. It's gotta be. Fiona literally cannot look at me.
She's looking out the window in the studio.
I would say, okay, copper and
plastic.
Or
rubber and stainless steel.
I don't know. I actually haven't a clue. I'm gonna say that it's rubber. Rubber seems like,
because rubbers would be used elsewhere for contraception.
Yeah,
is that your theory?
Oh, yeah,
surely would.
Rubber. And the other one.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No! Hey. I hate that bloody sound!
No! Rubber and... what did I say? Rubber and what?
Stainless steel. This is what kills me with you. You literally said the correct answer before you even got the simplifier.
Yeah, but
you said copper and plastic.
But I was specifically like, I don't think it's copper because that's rotten.
But Dave, you are a woman. It's in your blood. So many times, and even before I was on this show and I listened to it, you'd have the right answer. You'd say it and then you'd be like, I know. And then you'd just say some choice.
The coil is often known as the copper coil. The copper coil. Yeah.
You see, the ones I've seen are rubber now, you know what I mean?
The ones you've seen?
Yeah. they'd be rubber.
Oh, right. Kino, are you? No,
I'm trying to think now. No, actually, no, never mind.
You'd never.
Oh, something else.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm fuming at that. So, dear God, how many losses is that?
Nine losses,
year?
Seven wins this year. Need to claw it back. Well done for the two rights.
Sounds, yeah. Thanks.
And just trust your instincts. Quiz.
Your festival glow-up starts when you step into the summer highs at Longitude.
Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tacky Kids and Date Night on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
God, he's absolutely gorgeous, lads. He's gorgeous.
This is all I've heard for the last 3 minutes while that song was playing. Oh, my God, he's so gorgeous.
No, we weren't saying that.
So gorgeous.
We were also saying that it's a great song. He's from Dublin. His name is Khaki Kid. And
seems like a nice person.
And girls and guys, get yourself Khaki Kid on Instagram. Have a go.
No,
there's
honestly
a particular photo there now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9 photos in. He's got his arms crossed, looking across the table. You can see a tattoo and he's staring into your soul with his lovely curls kind of curtaining around his face.
Dear God, will you calm down?
It's absolutely stunning. And it's actually in Spin on Saturday. I think I might have to come in and, I don't know, check if there's something on my desk.
Left your bag.
Yeah, maybe I did. Because he's joining Mac and Jack. That's Michaela Hayes and Jack Keating. They'll be on Spin from 10 o'clock this Saturday, joined by the stunning Khaki Kid. Are you going to forget your bag as well?
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, I already left it there. So
I would be annoyed, but I looked him up and he's hot as hell.
Dave forgot his bag as well.
I might even forget my bag.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello to you. Another cracker ahead.
Demi,
Dave and Fiona.
Is it another cracker ahead?
Yeah.
Thank God. We deserve it.
Another bout of beautiful weather that we're having, isn't it? And you know when people talk about like getting out their summer wardrobes, like, oh, I went up to the attic or I went under my bed and I unsuctioned the suction pack.
Oh, yeah. I always
clothing.
Wanted one of them.
Yeah, they look good,
they'd
don't
be good
they?
For, I think they'd be good for going on holidays, like packing and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing. Now, I don't have one myself because my summer wardrobe, it's one pair of crusty old shorts that I got last year in a charity shop. They're man's purple Fila shorts and I fixate on them every summer and I just never take them off. And like the sign of a good day for me in the summer is if I don't have to go to a function that involves taking off the shorts.
Okay, good.
Last year
I haven't seen them yet. Come on, girl.
But it's a bit chilly in here.
I bring in a hoodie.
Okay, right. One day I'll wear them because the legs stay warm, don't they?
The legs are grand. Once your upper half, I think, is covered, you're grand.
And I feel like people have strong short culture. Do you know those people who are like, right, the sun is out, April, you're not going to see me in a pair of trousers for the rest of the summer.
I think particularly men.
I love those. Mm. Well, yeah, and I mean, that's it. Like the shorts in November, obviously, that's a tough thing to come to terms with. But yeah, the strong short wearers I respect. But yeah, these purple shorts. And last summer, I was in between jobs, okay, guys? I was having a brat summer. And I turned around to Dwayne one day and I was like, I've been wearing these shorts for 2 weeks. And he was like, you are so unemployed.
Have they been washed?
I don't think
there are some like shorts men, men who wear shorts like non-stop. Like we have obviously another radio station today, FM, it's next door to us, mm-hmm. and Dave Moore is currently on air. I honestly think we should start a game on the show. Is Dave Moore wearing shorts? Because I guarantee you the answer is yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Shorts, oh, let's have a look.
He's on air at the moment. I can't see his legs.
I just saw him in the canteen. He's wearing
green. Is he wearing shorts?
He's wearing green shorts, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Every day without fail, I think he wears it all the way up to November.
And you know another guy, in probably on Christmas Day having his Christmas dinner? Marty Guilfoyle will be in his basketball shorts.
Yes,
I love it.
Absolutely.
I'm so sick of looking at the lower part of his legs.
They're so good. It was such a lovely day yesterday. It was so, so nice. And I really took advantage of it. Like I laid out in the sun. I tried to get a tan. I don't tan. I just burn. But I lied out and it was fantastic. And I was kind of just waiting for my housemates to come home, because when my housemates come home, that's when my day kind of starts. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I just kind of literally spend the entire day waiting for them to come home. And I'm like, aww, a puppy at the door. I'm like, yes, 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 you're home. Let's go do something. Let's hang out.
And they're like, oh, I'm so tired. It's like, such a long day in work.
Yeah, yeah. So we said we'd go up to the blue light. It was such a nice day and it was so warm. We were like, is there anywhere better to go in Dublin right now than the blue light pub?
I love the blue light
pub. If you don't know the blue light pub, it's up in kind of... It's up a lot of hills and it just overlooks the city and it looks fantastic. The views are spectacular. Mm. So we went up there and we had a drink and it was fantastic. And it was like, you know, 6:20 a drink and it was fantastic, which you never get. And then we went home and then we were like, will we go back out and get Bambino? We're like, yeah, yeah, let's go.
Free will, baby.
Yeah, exactly. We got free will. We can do whatever we want. It was halftime of the Champions League. We were happy out. Let's go. And we did that. And I came back and I was a little bit like, that was fun. I enjoyed going to the blue light. I enjoyed going to get Bambino. However, there was one problem. Those particular places didn't get any sun whatsoever at all. Like, I thought, it's such a gorgeous day. We have to go to the blue light. There's no sun up there. The sun is behind you, behind the trees, because the trees are so tall up there.
And where the seating area out the front, where you get the view of the city, but basking in the sunlight, you're obviously sitting in the shade just with where the sun is coming down.
Yeah, where the sun is coming down behind you and behind the pub and behind the trees and all that kind of stuff. So you're actually quite cold. Mm, do you know what I mean?
That's terrible now.
It's not fun. And I know it's really first world problems. And then we went down to Bambino. We were like, we could chill here. But it was cold. There was no sun there. Do you know what I mean? There was no sun around the area.
What was the queue like?
Nothing, no queue, because I went to the one on Baggot Street. By the way, there's a real clue in life, a real tip in life. Go to Baggot Street. Do not queue at Bambino on the South King Street, whatever.
Life hack.
Stephen Street. So here's my idea, and it's kind of obviously completely copying something I saw in London, but if it's good enough for London, it's good enough for us, little ol' us. It's an app, right, in London that tells you which pubs at what time have sun.
Beautiful.
And I think that is perfection. If it's good enough for London, why not good enough for Dublin?
So important. Absolutely. For beer garden culture, you know.
It really is. Well, I feel like beer gardens, they really need to up their game. Mm. They really, really need to up their game. But I don't know of any actual place like really that when it's sunny out, maybe 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Where can I go? Where can I go where there's going to be sun?
We were out a few weeks ago, myself, Dave and Fiona, and we were sitting outside Hogan's and it was real cold even though it was a stunning day, and we were like, where are we going to go and get sun? We walked street upon street. It's just in a city, it's hard to know just on how high the building is in this street and where exactly the sun is.
That was chilly.
Might be a nice day, but you're in the shade.
So we're in Hogan's. We go Grogan's.
Yeah.
There's got to be sun in one of them.
So here's my idea. I want an app that will tell you where the sun is on what pubs on certain days of the week or whatever. So you log on and you go, right, it's gorgeous at the moment, I want a pub. Mm. And it'll show you all the ones that have sun outside it, like right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to code this thing. Maybe someone out there knows a little bit about this. That'd be great. 0877 11 103. Give me a shout if you want to become tech bros together. That's my idea. You can build it, I'll take the cash. Sound good? Cool. Mm-hmm. So that's my idea. thoughts?
I think it's, yeah, it's perfect. The only thing is the poor pubs that don't have any sunlight will be absolutely no one around.
But to be fair, that's their fault.
Yeah. Where they were built.
That's on them.
I'd be so up for like an in-app purchase as well. Like, another way, I'd expect it to be a free app.
It will 100% be an in-app, free app.
But yeah. I'd be willing to pay a quid or two a month if I could see then, okay, I need a light. Now that I've decided I want to go there,
yeah,
is there a seat in the beer garden?
Very important.
Because I don't want to go all that way if then I get there and there's nowhere to sit down. That's, and enjoy said
so. That's clever. Mm-hmm. That's clever. So say if it sends you to the barge, you're going to be like, there's no point in going to the barge because it's always packed outside.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go there. Okay, fair enough. Anything you'd add?
In-app purchase to see are the upros in the beer garden playing tunes on their phone? And if I'll be there.
And the Bluetooth speaker. Yeah, I'm only going if the upros are there.
I need the upros there. I would also pay to know, are there bacon fries there?
Very good.
We gotta know.
So, you see, this is the thing. Before we started this show, there was two lads on this show, Fully Charged. Graham and Nathan.
Lads.
Two great guys, and two very clever guys. They started an app for public toilets in Dublin, right? So I think it was called Crap or something like that. And I remember that, and I remember thinking, that's very, very clever. But Spin got behind this idea, and they like launched this app, and they had an opening like night for the app and things like that. And I was like, well, if it's good enough for London, it's good enough for Dublin. If it's good enough for Graham and Nathan, it's good enough for Emma, Dave and Fiona. So I want to build this app which shows you where it's sunny in Dublin, in which pubs, so we can all have a fantastic summer.
Okay, I think that's great. And I think that the pressure is on Spin to get this going quick, because we're in May, the weather's good, but like we need to get this going before the summer months really kick in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we need a coder.
Yeah, we need a coder. Probably a measuring tape to find out how high buildings are.
Yeah, we need to check the weather.
Yeah.
Figure out what north-facing and south-facing means. Does anyone know?
Please. Maybe Mid-Erin could help.
Yeah. NASA. Or Carlo Weatherman. Please get on board.
Yes, exactly.
Your man. Yeah, Carlo Weatherman. Yeah, he's great. Okay, cool. Exciting times for David Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That's why we all be stressing about money. Where are we now? It's been, what, 2 weeks since we were paid?
Oh, mine went the second day after we
got paid. Oh, man, yeah. Well, you would think that people of a certain level of richness wouldn't stress about money, but apparently it just follows you around in life, because Simon Cowell has been talking, saying that he's constantly stressing about money.
Stop.
He was speaking to Elizabeth Day. If you don't know, Elizabeth Day is the host of the How to Fail podcast. It's a brilliant podcast, all about basically people's failures in life and how they've overcome them and stuff.
Oh yeah, Craig, get Simon Cowell on.
he's had some mess ups, I suppose, as well. Yeah. I actually think I'll listen to it, in the sense that I know he's a bit of a you know what, but at the same time I watched him on TV growing up. I'm kind of curious about, you know, what he's really
he's
like.
He's an interesting person.
He is. But here's what he said when it comes to money stresses.
You felt, I no longer need to worry about money.
I always worry about money.
Your reputed worth is now around £500 million.
Oh, God, it's not that. I'm not even close to that. I'm being serious. I'm not.
I'm only on like 360, guys.
360 million, that is. Yeah. He obviously had huge success. X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, American Idol. Things have kind of dropped off a bit since, though. There was a Netflix show that was binned. He still appears on Britain's Got Talent, I think. But apart from that, it's all calmed down quite a lot for Simon. He said that the big thing for him that made him kind of panic about money was COVID.
Yeah.
It heightened his concern, because he was ringing up his wife going, I need to hurry up to production on these shows because there's something really bad going to happen around the corner. And anyway, he was talking about how in terms of his relationship with money, when he was in his 40s and started really getting quite wealthy, he was kind of being around these people who were owning their own massive yachts, being like, oh, that's cool, I want to be a part of that crew, hung out with that crew, and then realised, now this is all a bit obnoxious. So I don't know if he's trying to come across a little bit more humble than maybe he is, but certainly it seems like money isn't dominating his life
right now.
Yeah,
not really the word you'd think of humble when you think of Simon Cowell.
Exactly. Yeah. But I have some suggestions.
I tried the yachts thing, it just wasn't for me.
Yeah. But I have some suggestions if Simon happens to be listening this morning, big fully charged fan.
Here he is.
I hear. Some things that he could do to make a bit of extra cash, just to keep the cash flow going as all these shows have been cancelled. Number one, I would be the proudest owner of a black t-shirt that was worn by Simon Cowell on any of the X Factor shows. Ooh. Because he wore the same black t-shirt like every single week. So Vinted is your baby. It just launched in Ireland. I will definitely purchase. And
Nips out.
I would also adore a pair of his kind of manky gladiator sunglasses that he loves to rock around every day.
Let that shape go. Simon, please.
Yeah, it's the shape I loved when I was 15, but on exactly. holidays. Yeah. You know, the kind of tan frame.
You're suits like, no I'm one.
So cool. The other thing you could do, and it's a recent discovery of mine, is the Paw Shake app. It's class. It's like Tinder for finding dog walkers. Walk a few dogs, Simon. Good money.
Yeah.
Pricey enough to get your dog walked on Paw Shake, I'll have you know.
I'd pay for him to give me Cheryl Cole's number.
That would be, yeah.
I'd say I'd pay him couple of grand for it. She'd probably change it immediately. It'd be a waste of money.
Do you know this isn't genuine profession? And I remember I worked in a radio station before and they did a prank on one of these hosts that were working in the station where on air that night this guy walked in who is a professional cuddler. And she was shocked because she had to work with this guy and essentially he just lies in the ground and holds you.
So you think Simon Cowell think should Simon. Do that?
I wouldn't like him to do it to me. I'm just saying it's
I
out
don't know
there.
I don't think his wife would want him to do that.
Simon cuddling you while whispering in your ear that you're never going to make it in the I don't know.
And then afterwards you go, that wasn't good. It was
that
brilliant.
That was rubbish.
We know a guy who works here who does a shift and then goes off and works for Deliveroo.
Yeah.
Love
get
it.
On your bike, Simon. Yeah. You know, hardworking. Guest judge at school talent shows.
Yes.
Can you imagine the excitement?
Oh, my God.
If you're getting off stage to sing. I always just remember my school talent shows. They were actually fairly well done in the sports hall, in fairness. I never partook. Wasn't for me. But they were really well done. Imagine the limo pulling up outside and Simon Cowell walks in.
I don't think I'd be able for it.
He'd have to tone it down. He'd have to tone the feedback down for the kids.
Finally, we had Sharon Osbourne. We had Louis last year on Big Brother. Do it, man.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. That, and you get paid serious big bucks.
I would love to see him walking into
He'd be too clever. He'd give nothing away. Do you remember when Sharon and Louis forgot that they were cameras
and they
were talking about everyone?
Yeah.
He'd be too clever. And I feel like he'd keep his sunglasses on the whole time.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'd only like him in Big Brother if he had to leave the sunglasses at home. Yeah. Not allowed to bring them in.
I think he's fine. I don't think you need to worry about him.
Yeah, he
could sell a couple of houses, a couple of Rolls Royces.
Get ready. Spin 103 Golden Tits.
All right, we want to get someone off on their Hollybops out in the sun, 7 nights on holidays, all with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
On to give this lash this morning is Saoirse working from home. What do you do for work, Saoirse?
I work for Sculpted by Amy. I work in PR and marketing.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
All right, Saoirse, well, you're in need of a holiday if you're working so hard. How about Fuerteventura? When's the last time you were away on holidays?
Last August. I was on a cruise with my family. They paid for that for me.
Yeah. No, we're one and the same. Isn't life great?
It is. I'm in desperate need of a holiday.
Yeah.
Especially with the recent sun we've been getting. I'm exactly. like, right, I need a little hotter now.
Do you know what it does? It does remind you that the sun exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Callum told us to give you a little tip and that song one today. Please listen to the first word.
Yeah, that's
first
all.
First word is the name of the song.
That's all the clue we're giving you. Saoirse, have you heard this game before?
No, I haven't.
All right, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. In essence, this is a game where you guess songs in a couple of seconds, right? So there's 25 seconds on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do so, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Saoirse, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song at any point, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Saoirse?
Okay, that's clear.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Okay. No, I think I'm all good.
You're
ready.
All good. And where are you from?
I'm from Dublin.
What part?
I live in Beaumont.
Oh, lovely. Saoirse in Beaumont, which is Dublin 9.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, Saoirse from Beaumont, the best luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly.
What do you think, Saoirse?
Silence me. Anxiety, don't tease.
Stop the clock.
Okay, brilliant. You smashed that. Anxiety by Doechii.
Very good. Saoirse, you had it in you. Now, 17 seconds left. So that one took 7 seconds, if my maths is correct, which it is.
Am I pausing as soon as I know it? I think you just shout them out.
Okay, because the longer you leave it, the more time's going to obviously disappear off the clock for you.
Okay, got it. Right. Definitely knew that sooner. Right.
Amazing. You were playing it cool.
Oh, yeah. No, shout it out.
Saoirse's chances.
Shout it out as soon as you know it, Saoirse, right?
The quicker the better.
Okay.
Let's go for song 2. You play season 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I know I have good judgment.
I know I have Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Yeah, stop the clock.
Well done. Ooh, Sabrina Carpenter and Please, Please, Please.
So that took you 5 seconds. So that's the perfect kind of
average. That's perfect.
So nailed it. 3 songs left, 12 seconds.
Okay.
So that's 4 seconds per song. I believe you can do it.
Absolutely doable, Saoirse. We're liking your game so far. Let's go for song 3. Okay. With that swap still remaining, don't forget, it plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Barefoot and a bottle of wine.
Judgment.
Yeah.
The Irish lads. You don't have to change
when I'm around. Not
Stop the clock.
I just turned around and looked at the clock. No!
It comes to this moment, Saoirse, where I have to tell you something, and it's just awful. The thing I have to tell you is there is 0.3 of a second left.
Oh, no!
And it just sucks. I'm going to change that to 1 second just because it's a funner game.
Yeah.
But
a bit of crack.
We're doing it. We're on to song 4. Can I just say, Saoirse, fantastic player.
Oh, like, I'm raging about Anxiety by Doughty. You would have had more time.
Yeah, you
know. You have to get on and play again.
Let's see if you would have got song 4 anyway. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. And stop the clock. What did you think, Saoirse? Okay, thank God.
Let's have a listen to this. This was massive. We were playing with Huge last year. The way the golden ticket tends to go, Saoirse, it gets like more current, more recent songs, and then it might get slightly trickier. That was a big song from last year. It's Oliver Tree, Robin Schulz, and Miss You at song 4.
Saoirse, to get to song 4 without using a swap is honestly incredible.
Yeah,
so fair play. A really, really great game, and thank you for playing. I hope you come on and try and win this again.
You've given me my confidence back on this, Saoirse, that it's going to go soon. So try it on again. I hope it goes to you.
Thanks. Milk, guys.
Good luck, Saoirse. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. Fiona, how do you think you would have got on today?
I think that it's like when I tried to play it before. The first 3 good got them so quick, and then when it gets a bit dancey, I just immediately shut down.
Not your vibe.
My body.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Not to be dramatic or anything.
I think I would have been okay, and I think Niall might have caught me. Because he's got loads, I would have been like...
I think it would have been Sabrina to catch me. She's so many tunes.
Because there's so many, I suppose, yeah.
And well, because you just swoon when you see her.
I just don't know what to
hear
do.
Her voice. I
get shy.
My mouth goes really dry whenever I hear her voice. Listen, fair play to Saoirse. That was a whopper game and gives me confidence. We can get rid of this thing.
Yes.
If you want to register, Golden in a WhatsApp to play tomorrow. 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, thank you, one and all. Welcome on in. It's the time of day specially allocated to me where I get to weigh in so that I don't accidentally do it over a song or over some very important messaging that I really shouldn't be speaking over, which happens about, I'm going to say, 14 times a day. Mm. I've gotten it down from a heavier 17 when I first started, so we're ready. Thank you. Welcome to Fiona's Final Thoughts. It's just where I get to talk absolute and everyone has to listen. So, what is on my mind today? We all need to start taking cash out again. Cash is king.
Mm-hmm.
I know
Oh, God, she's gone far right. I knew it was only a matter of time.
Don't let them control you. But seriously, do you know, like, tap away. But when you're out walking in your local community, make sure you have a few loose €2 jangling around your poker.
Because I agree.
I have to tell you, kids' sales are back. Mm. Kids are doing sales in their front gardens with the sunny weather.
A sale of work.
You're Crumlin based. Work. So it's happening in Crumlin, yeah?
Oh, the kids are wall to wall in Crumlin.
Brilliant.
They're very entrepreneurial. They'd buy and sell you. I was walking my dog yesterday, and there were 2 little girls out selling friendship bracelets in their front garden. Love it.
Did you have to be friends with them?
Well, yeah. I mean, I couldn't bloody afford it, Dave, as I'll tell you. So I walked past and they were like, excuse me, do you want to buy a bracelet? And already I knew I had no cash. And then they were getting it. They were like, we have short ones, long ones, we have ones with beads. And they were really, really on the upsell. Colour block, all yellow beads, or like more braided ones.
That's so upsetting, because you know that they're doing the spiel, but you literally don't have €1 on
it. Oh, it was horrendous. I mean, like, I would hear, like, you know when like a charity Oxfam person is giving you this and you're trying to avoid eye contact, but like with these kids, I was hooked. I was like, girls, yous are amazing, but I was like, I have no cash on me. And like their faces kind of sank. And I was like, maybe I can come back. And one of the girls goes, okay, what time?
Good for her.
She wants to let me
I love that. That's
it.
A saleswoman right yeah. there. She's holding you to your word.
Yeah.
I used to do a sale of work outside my house, like, and it was like I'd sell my old toys. And exactly. I remember like someone would come around and be like, oh, you know, that's a nice Thomas the Tank yeah. engine. And I remember being like,
tenner.
Yeah, actually it is. It's not for sale.
I feel like it's when you're younger, you don't understand the concept of the sale. You're like, I'm going to put out my best toys
because
I want this to look really good. And then the reality hits and you're like, oh no, but then I have to give it away. And you're like, I was only messing.
We were in a very rural place, but our house was on a crossroads. So like for very limited traffic in the country, this was a good spot for passers-by.
Set up right in the middle.
You're telling an apple. We had an apple tree. And my sister and I were going through them. And this was the time when cash was it. You know, this is 1997, 1998. Like cash was it and it was unreal. But the cheekiest person I know is, speaking of sale of works, is my niece, who I mentioned on the show, Florence. She asked me months ago, would I do some drawings for her? I'm all right now. I can do a few drawings.
I am as good at art.
And I'd be drawing her Pokemon and then she'd colour them in. And then this one that I coloured in, she went, I'm going to sell that at the front gate.
Oh, she's dead right. I would buy anything off Florence. I had a little cousin in West Cork and there's like a local like village festival down there, Irie's Family Festival it's called. You wouldn't miss it. And when she was younger, her dad used to make her freshly squeezed lemonade and she had to sell it. And then she started raging. She was like just sitting behind the stall, like working at the age of four. Like watching everyone
this
else
sucks.
Have fun.
Yeah.
And then she canned it. And then she started selling shots of a Nerf gun. Just one go.
As in she'd shoot it at you or you got to shoot
You'd get to have a go. I think it was 50 cents.
Okay, lads, here we go. Get some cash out. Pay the kids for the hard work.
I love this. Here's